You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So here's a question. What do you pay the person trusted to fly a $60 million supersonic fighter jet in defense of an entire continent? Turns out, not enough. At least not enough to keep them from walking out the door. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, let's get into it. The Royal Australian Air Force is dealing with a retention problem that should sound familiar to anyone who's been watching military aviation worldwide. Their fighter pilots, the men and women flying F-35 Lightning IIs and F-18 Super Hornets, are leaving. And they're leaving for the airlines. Here's what you need to know. An RAAF fighter pilot in 2026 earns a base salary that by most standards is solid money. We're talking somewhere in the range of $150,000 to $200,000 Australian dollars a year for an experienced operator. Add in flight pay, deployment allowances, and retention bonuses, and you can push that north of $250,000. That's roughly $160,000 US at current exchange rates. For a military gig, that's competitive. But here's the problem. It's not competitive with what Qantas and Virgin Australia are dangling in front of these same pilots. A wide-body captain at Qantas can pull in north of $400,000 Australian. Some senior captains are clearing closer to $500,000, and they're sleeping in their own bed most nights. No six-month deployments, no remote postings to Tyndall Air Base in the Northern Territory, which for the record is about as remote as flying gets unless you're stationed on the moon. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here, though. This isn't just about money. It never is, entirely. But money is the accelerant. Australia, like the United States, the United Kingdom, and most Western air forces invested millions training each of these pilots. The figures I've seen reported put the cost of producing a single combat-ready fighter pilot somewhere between $10 and $15 million when you factor in years of training, simulator time, weapon school, and operational conversion. That's a massive investment walking out the door every time someone takes a job with an airline. And the airlines know it. They know a pilot who spent a decade flying fast jets has discipline, crew resource management skills, the ability to make life or death decisions at 400 knots. These are exactly the qualities you want in the left seat of an A330 or a 787 crossing the Pacific at night. Now, why should you, an American pilot, a GA pilot, maybe someone who never flew military, care about what's happening in Australia? This affects you if you're paying attention to the global pilot pipeline, because what's happening in Australia is happening everywhere. The U.S. Air Force has been dealing with the same crisis for the better part of a decade. They've thrown retention bonuses of up to $600,000 over multi-year contracts at fighter pilots, and they're still falling short of manning targets. The dynamic is simple. Airlines globally are hiring at rates we haven't seen since the post-pandemic recovery surge, and that surge hasn't really slowed down. Boeing and Airbus backlogs stretch years into the future. Every new airframe needs a crew, and military-trained pilots are the most sought-after candidates in the industry. For the RAAF specifically, the timing is brutal. Australia is in the middle of standing up its F-35 fleet. They've committed to 72 of these aircraft. You need pilots to fly them. You need experienced pilots to train the new pilots. And when your experienced people leave, you don't just lose a seat filler, you lose institutional knowledge. You lose the person who teaches the next generation how to employ weapon systems, how to think tactically, how to survive in contested airspace. The Australian Defence Force has tried some creative solutions. They've offered targeted retention bonuses. They've tried improving quality of life at remote bases. There's been talk of faster promotion pathways, but every time they put another $20,000 or $30,000 on the table, the airlines just raise the bar again. It's an arms race. The military can't win on salary alone, because militaries don't set pay based on market competition. They set pay based on rank structures and government budgets. There's another angle here that doesn't get talked about enough. The training pipeline itself is under strain. Australia uses a tiered training system, starting with basic flight training on the Pilatus PC-21, then moving to lead-in fighter training before operational conversion to the Hornet or the Lightning II. That pipeline takes years. If you're losing pilots faster than you can produce them, the math just doesn't work. And that's where Australia finds itself right now. Some defense analysts have floated the idea of contract fighter pilots, essentially outsourcing some training and adversary roles to civilian companies the way the US does with companies like Draken International and Tactical Air Support. Australia hasn't gone that route yet, but the conversation is happening. For those of us in general aviation, there's a secondary effect worth noting. When military pilots flood into the airline hiring pool, it can actually change the dynamics at regional carriers and flight schools. Airlines that might have hired a 1,500-hour CFI now have a 3,000-hour military applicant in the stack. It doesn't shut the door on civilian-trained pilots, but it does change the competitive landscape. The big takeaway here is that pilot retention is a national security issue, not just in Australia, but everywhere that operates advanced military aircraft. You can build the most sophisticated fighter jet on the planet, but if you can't keep someone in the cockpit, it's just an expensive sculpture on a ramp. And right now, the airlines are writing checks that no defense budget can match. That story comes from Simple Flying, and it's worth a read if you want the full salary breakdown. You can find more aviation coverage daily at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart out there.